Assalamu alaikum. In this lesson, I am going to be sharing with you some of the wonderful variety to be found in the children's book world. And if you know me, then you know that I absolutely love children's books and I just cannot get enough of them and cannot get enough of talking about them. But we are not here just to randomly go through children's books. I would like to take you on a journey through the world of children's books by sharing just a few examples so you can get a feel for what's possible, for what's out there, for what's working, for maybe what your future project would look like. So let's do this in a chronological way. I'm going to treat fiction and non-fiction the same because there are fiction books for children and there are non-fiction books for children. Just as a recap, fiction means that the story is made up. Non-fiction means that it's fact-based. In between those two, there is creative non-fiction, which is basically a fact-based story or a story told in order to teach. Okay, we'll see some examples of those, inshallah. All right, so let's start with the youngest children. If you are familiar with children, if you have any of your own, or if you've been to the library and you've seen the children's section, you will see that there is a section, especially for the littlest ones, and that is the babies and toddler section. You will find that those books have particular characteristics, mainly that they typically have fewer words or none at all. The illustrations are very vibrant and the books are very hardy, and that is for reasons that I'm sure I don't have to explain to you, mashallah. It's pretty clear why those books need to be quite hard wearing. Now, baby and toddler books come under the general umbrella of picture books. Picture books in general are considered to be written for 0 to 5 years old. Some can stretch above 5, but in general, they are seen as catering to the 0 to 5 age group. That means that language-wise, there will be issues with regards to how much language is used, how many words there are. And in babies and toddlers, babies less than 300, toddlers under 500. Picture books in general will be about 1,000. So I have some examples here of some picture books. This is one of my favorites here. It's a bit ratty and natty, but it's a very beautiful, reassuring story set in the Inuit culture in Canada about a little girl asking her mama if she loves her. So you'll see on the inside, not too many words, quite a simple story, quite a simple premise, but really told in a very beautiful way. So I will read you just a couple of pages, inshallah, from this one. Again, that's the cover. And this would be more for toddlers. Mama, do you love me? Yes, I do, dear one. How much? I love you more than the raven loves his treasure, more than the dog loves his tail, and more than the whale loves his spout. How long? I'll love you until the umiak flies into the darkness, until the stars turn to fish in the sky and the puffin howls at the moon. So this is a fairly sophisticated toddler's book, mashallah. There are obviously toddler books with just one word per page, no words per page. Dear Zoo is a good example of a very simple toddler's book with simple illustrations. And the examples of that abound. So, so many of them, mashallah. Next, we go to preschool. And this is where the more typical picture book is located. So you may be familiar with this book. It's now a modern classic, Handa's Surprise. Obviously, it's not created for toddlers because it's paperback and toddlers don't do very well with paperbacks. But it is a picture book, a classic picture book, in the sense that the pictures are a very important part of the storytelling. And in fact, in this book in particular, the pictures are a crucial part of the storytelling because the words don't actually tell what is actually happening. It's the pictures that show what's happening. And then the ending is a surprise for the main character, Handa, but not for us because we've been seeing the plot unfold through the pictures the whole way. But you'll see the illustrations are very vibrant and the language is still quite simple, okay? And, you know, has a rhythm to it, has a sense of repetition to it, which is something that we will touch on later in the masterclass, okay? So that's Handa Surprise picture book. Another classic picture book, which is quite different to Handa Surprise, is this one here. You may be familiar with it. That's Judith Kerr's The Tiger Who Came to Tea. And this is a classic in the UK because it's a very off-the-wall story. But I'll read you the first part so you'll see what I mean. Once there was a little girl called Sophie, and she was having tea with her mummy in the kitchen. Suddenly, there was a ring at the door. Sophie's mummy said, "I wonder who that can be." "It can't be the milkman, because he came this morning. And it can't be the boy from the grocer, because this isn't the day he comes. And it can't be Daddy, because he has his keys. We'd better open the door and see." Sophie opened the door, and there was a big, furry, stripy tiger. The tiger said, "Excuse me, but I'm very hungry. Do you think I could have tea with you?" Sophie's mummy said, "Of course, come in." And you'll have to read the rest of the book to find out what the tiger ends up doing. But that's an example of a well-loved children's picture book that has an element of fantasy and imagination, but based in a very domestic setting. And we will go into the kind of stylistic traditions found in different children's books later on in the masterclass. Right now, we're just taking a little look. So, after the picture books, I do believe, I have some picture books that are non-fiction as well. Think of an Eel is one of them, and I shared this in the extra training. This is written in a more prose poetry style. So it's creative non-fiction, but it is non-fiction. It's not a narrative story. And I'll just read you a little bit of it so you can see, get a feel for the language. Eel swims for 3 years till he reaches the shore, but the river's too cold. There's still snow on the mountains. So he waits in the water, turns into an elver. Now he looks like a shoelace made out of glass. This is the next one. When spring warms the shoreline, the smell of fresh water excites the glass elver. Into the river he swims like a mad thing. He wriggles up rapids, climbs rocks around waterfalls. Riverbanks guide him. Nothing will stop him. So that's just like a taste of the wonderful language in the in this particular series of books. But this here is a picture book, but it's non-fiction. Okay, and I have another example of a non-fiction picture book. And that is this one here. And this is more like a textbook. Okay, so I shouldn't call it a picture book, really. It's more like a textbook. All right, so you'll see it is written for children. And this is the amazing thing about nonfiction in children's books. People really, really overlook the value of nonfiction, and especially presenting facts in an exciting and creative way. I think this is a trick that many, many of us are missing, and I'd love to see more creative nonfiction coming from us Muslim writers. But you'll see here, you can see it's quite a simple setup. There's the main piece of artwork, and then there's information about the artist, and there'll be some cartoons here as well to illustrate other things. There'll be, you know, some internet links. And obviously it's written in a way that is meant to appeal to children, to their sense of curiosity, their sense of excitement, and there's also some activities that they can do. And I cannot wait to dive into the non-fiction segment with you guys, because it's actually really, really exciting, mashallah. Right, so we're moving up now to early readers. Early readers are higher age group than picture books. Early readers are written for the child to read them themselves, okay? So the language has to be pitched to the reading level of the child, not the age. So this is an example of an early reader. as you can see, very, very simple. So can I. And all through the book, it's actually very, very, very simple. Illustrations still play an important part because at this age, children are still, you know, really, really interested in the illustrations. So you can see there, push and pull. Push and pull. Pull. And push. And my daughter actually learned to read with these particular books. So there you go. They do work. This example might be more familiar to you guys. Yep, it's Peter and Jane. And obviously we know Peter and Jane is based on the keywords in the Ladybird reading series. So reading series and early readers are much stricter when it comes to the vocabulary that you can use. Story-wise, there's a bit of flexibility, but early readers, it's all about giving the children the story in the words that they are able to read or can learn to read. So yeah, here comes Peter, here comes Jane. We know how that goes. Right, and then moving up from early readers, we're getting to chapter books, which are basically for 6 to 9 year olds. I've got this one here by Judy Blume. Not sure whether you're familiar with her. She's a very famous and celebrated American author. And you'll see that in chapter books now, the stories are split into chapters and they have illustrations. Okay, illustrations are still an important part of things in the young reader's age, so the chapter book age. So you'll see this one is not very thick. Okay, it's not very long, and there are slightly longer than that. There is some flexibility there, but you're bearing in mind that you are writing for basically 6 to 9 year olds. And then up from that, you have the 9 to 12 year olds, and this is the middle grade section. Middle grade encompasses books like The Muslims by Zainab Meehan, okay? Middle grade obviously is longer. The chapters are longer. They often will rely less on illustration. Okay, so you've got The Muslims by Zainab Meehan. You've got this one by Beverly Naidu as well, another classic of world literature, really, Journey to Joburg. And so you see in here, in this chapter book, illustrations are very, very minimal. Okay, you see that illustration, and then you don't see illustrations for a long time. Okay, and obviously the story is more mature. There is more to the story in terms of plot, in terms of character development. Now you're getting into more novel style writing, okay? And then we've got other books like this, which is, you know, a storybook that's obviously written for children, but it's historical. And obviously illustrations are a really important part of it. But the main thing is that it's written for children at children's level. So, hey, there is too much variety. And that was not even the tip of the iceberg. Inshallah, as we go through this masterclass, I will be introducing you to more and more wonderful books so that you can feel empowered to see where your sweet spot is. What kind of books do you lean towards? Do you like funny books? Do you like moving books? Are you drawn to a particular illustration style? Are you drawn to a particular type of plot or character or storytelling style? Through the masterclass, you'll get a chance to find out what your sweet spot is and possibly base your story in that area where you feel the most comfortable. See you in the next lesson. Assalamu alaikum.